around 83, 84, I was approached by a young registrar from Bart Hospital, Anthony Jones, who's a rheumatologist, who wanted to possibly explore how in pain the endorphin receptors were being involved. So he managed to find with Wyeth a drug called meptazinil, which looked promising, but proved to be too nonspecific. When we injected into people, you couldn't make any sense of the uptake. It was obviously much too nonspecific, or there was too much metabolism. And then, and I don't know how he did it, but he then got in contact with a company called Ricketts and Coleman, who were producing diprenorphin, which I think they were developing it as a drug or a potential drug. And he managed to get them to give us precursors of that, which as you would need for the radiochemistry, the precursor drug, which you then attach your chemical radiochemical entity to make the labeled molecule. The chemistry was very difficult. I don't ask me the details, but it was. People like Jindy Luther and Vic Pike struggled hard to make enough of that stuff so that we could inject it into ourselves. And I think I was one of the first to have it into me. And then he showed, Anthony showed, the last activity of our old psychotron in a subject before and after naloxone. Naloxone does block these opiate receptors. Now, diprenorphin is a mu, delta, and kappa ligand. It's a broad spectrum. It isn't specific for any of the subtypes as such. However, when he was working on diprenorphin, we knew that Johns Hopkins were also working on opiates as well. And I got in contact with Henry Wagner. I said, yes, he was working on carfentanil, which is quite something to do because it's an agonist, a very powerful agonist. And it's pretty clear that with Saul Schneider working at the Hopkins, there had been a lot of input from that group into the Hopkins Nuclear Medicine Department. And they did it before we did with carfentanil, injecting carfentanil into himself and Henry Wagner, and showing the brain uptake of specific, how specific it was for the opiate receptors in the brain. Diprenorphin gave equally nice images, and as I say, we showed that diprenorphin was displaced with naloxone, which showed we had a displaceable signal in the brain with our old ECAT camera. And then later, when we had new cameras, higher resolution, Anthony came then on a more permanent basis, and we began to do a whole range of in and out of pain studies